David, first of all then, your verdict on this one-all draw here?
Again, I don't want to keep saying the same thing, but complete domination of a second half. And, you know, I don't know whether it's fear or whether it's players just not stepping up to the plate or a fear of not getting all 3 points. But, you know, from day one, I've always wanted to win games, you know, not draw them. And there was only one team wanting to win that game. And, you know, they scored early and from then on they tried seeing the game out, which sometimes makes for a ridiculously bad game. But, you know, we turned it up, we turned the heat up, we forced the pressure, we went really brave, went really forceful. And, you know, at the end, tried to see a game out that was there for the taking. And we knocked on the door, got a couple of, you know, positions wrong, early doors. Chris O'Grady on the left wing didn't work. Daggers out the right side. Tried going with a top three, and that didn't work tonight. So back to the drawing board with that for sure. And I'll keep testing myself and seeing what I get right and what I'm going to get wrong. But certainly the change at half-time and getting Chris O'Grady up front, I thought he carried, he epitomised what I'm about. He epitomised what Mickey Mellon and Martin Scott are about as football people. And he carried a fight forward. And it was just getting players in and around him to support that, which they did. So delighted with the point, desperate for all three. But, I'd have been happy with a point on Saturday. And we didn't get that. So to come here and get a point away from home at Burnley, I wanted three. We got the one, and we'll move on to next week.
Might I ask, though, what was the thinking behind having O'Grady in the role that you had at the start of the game?
Well, on trips, we saw trips as aerially as a bit of a weakness. So we tried to utilise Chris out there, but he stayed too wide. He didn't come down the centre. I wanted Marlon, Chris and Daggers to be closer together. And that's what we worked on Sunday, Monday. But in the game, it didn't transpire because they got the fullbacks out. So then it becomes almost a five, and you've got to be in the game. You know, I've always got options to change. This bench is good. You know, whether you've got Mellis on it, whether you've got Jim O'Brien, Jason Scotland, Thomas Sisker, you know, we've got good players. We've got an armoury and an arsenal of good players. And, you know, it was trying to force a player down one side to get in down that side, but it didn't work.
You took a lot of plaudits, though, for making those changes and being proactive in doing so at the half-time, or across half-time, if you like. It certainly bore a lot of fruit for you almost straight away, didn't it?
Yeah. Thomas Sisker, that was a tough one, leaving Thomas out yesterday. We had the reasons for it. You know, I've seen Tripps play up against a lot of... Kieran Trippier, for me, he's going to play in the Premiership. And I've seen him, all the video data and analysis we had, playing against a quick winger and quick-feeted and fleeted winger, he does well against. So I felt as though Thomas, you know, wasn't... Well, Trips might have had him today. And that's the thinking before the game. But as the game transpired, as we got on the front foot, as we become more forceful, then Thomas got in the game, and it was all catalyst through Chris O'Grady's bravery up front.
To go back to what you said at the start, how do you cure this well, apparent nervousness in starting games then?
I think just keep believing as a group, believing we've got strength, believing we've got players who can change a game. We've got a fighting spirit, that's what we have got. But to win games now and gain 3 points, we've got to be brave for 90 minutes, and we'll go back to the drawing board, we'll have a look at it, and we'll put some detail into the work and see where we'll go from there. But, you know, I've tried to pick three strikers today to be forceful, and it hasn't worked.
Hell of a finish from him, wasn't it, Sifka?
Right behind it, you know, as soon as it left his foot, he's one of them, you know, you've been on the training ground, you've been in games before, as soon as it leaves his foot, the keeper's got absolutely no chance. Two keepers in wouldn't have saved it. So it was an incredible shot. And like I said, Thomas Sisker epitomises everything that I believe as a person. You know, don't go sulking, don't go hiding, don't be a victim, don't turn into a victim when you're not in the team. And Thomas Sisker has been an ultimate professional. He's an incredible person, and he's got a work ethic that matches mine.
In terms of the game, or certain parts of the game, have Barnsley maybe got away with one in terms of a penalty? Could you have had a penalty of your own within the game?
You know, it's the contentious decisions. It's pointless wasting time on them. Does Charlie Austin dive? I'm not too sure. Is it a fair tackle? The referee's got to make that decision. I've not really got an opinion on it because it's not really affected us tonight. the one in our box, sorry, in their box, I'm not too sure. You know, I can't make a comment because it's pointless.
Moving forward then, does plans now step up, hopefully, of trying to add to the squad on loan between now and Saturday?
Yeah, they've been in full force. I'm not just going to bring someone in for bringing someone's sake because, you know, I might be under pressure from fans or certain people to bring someone in or the press or the media. I don't work like that. It's the right body will come in at the right time. And, you know, do I really need someone who doesn't know the league, who doesn't know, you know, we've got some real fights going on. And I'm trying to find a fighter. But all the players that you're sort of after, they're in someone's promotion-chasing team. The players that I admire, the players that I respect, they're in someone's promotion-chasing team. So we are in a relegation dogfight, and we've got players at this club who's experienced them before. We've got players in the squad, and I've got a good galvanised group. So I'm going to trust people more than people outside of the club might trust this group.